Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Our next guests are privileged to share their name with Whanganui's premier family facility for dining and entertainment. Stella, the band with a confusing asterisk after their name, are about to embark on a tour to say goodbye to their fans. And by all accounts, more than 100,000 albums sold, 8 Tui Awards, 4 top 10 singles and 2 number 1 albums. Those fans are legion. They're also here to talk about their best of record, which is out now. 18 songs, including a brand new one. Bo Runga and Andrew McLaren join us now.
Well, the first question has to be, why a best of album? Why now? Do you still owe Sony Records one album that you sort of, and this was the way of getting off the hook?
No, actually, I don't think we do. No, we don't. It just came about because on tour this year at the Winery Show, we happened to see some of the people from Sony. They'd come along to see the show, and it sort of the idea just sort of sprouted from there, really. And they just seeing the songs live again, different people playing, but then they thought, yeah, let's do it this year. And so we said, yep, and that's why it's happening, basically.
So you've had 3 albums up till now. Is that worthy of a 17 track retrospective best of, do you think?
Of course it is.
Yes.
Have you seen the listing? It's amazing. Oh.
I'm surprised that more of them weren't singles. I mean,
I'm quite mortified.
When you say not the same lineup now, when you're playing live, you don't have the same original lineup?
Oh, sorry, what I meant is on the Winery Tour, it was a different band. It was not Stella. It was Bo and Shay were doing something. But right. We were playing a lot of Stella material.
So it is still Stella. Is still Stella with all the original Stellas in it?
Yes.
You and Chris. And who's the other
Kurt
one?
Kurt. And that's McLaren
right.
Here.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And so after all these years, I mean, you still obviously get on very well together. You're still all besties?
Are we?
I see Chris a lot, the guitar player. We still do a lot of work together. I don't see Kurt a lot, not until we did this, started to do this best of. But that's, I think the friendship and common interest is in the band. It's not necessarily outside of the band, you know.
It's I think we get on really well.
Yeah,
though.
We do get on well. Though,
and it's
yeah.
like a low maintenance kind of friendship, much like yours and mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Bo. Yeah, we see each other once every 6 months.
That's right,
yeah. Usually over the other side of an interviewing table, unfortunately. Yeah. What have you, I mean, we know sort of what Bo's been, you've been living in LA. What have you been up to in the intervening years? Because it was 2006 the last album came out, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I've mainly been working with Chris just in sort of music production stuff. And that keeps us pretty busy, sometimes for bands, sometimes for more commercial work.
Chris makes the music for Les Mills, doesn't he, amongst
yeah.
other things?
Yeah, he does.
And all the Unstie sort of remixes for the gym?
Yeah, I think he has a lot less to do with the actual making of it now than he used to. I mean, he does a lot of mixing for bands still in that, and we've shared a bit of production work for other bands, and that's been basically it, really. No bitter song.
So you've got this best of record coming out. What makes it a best of? Like how did you put it together? How did you choose the ones that you wanted to signify the years?
I think the obvious thing was to put the singles on that people are familiar with. But a lot of the other tracks were tracks that we love to play live or that were our particular favourites. Which you know may not necessarily get that sort of showing if you only know the singles then. And the way that we've done the track listing is the way that I think the tracks, all of us thought that the tracks worked well together. So
is that the same way you play? Same way you play them live? Is it same order?
No,
it isn't. But and there's a different kind of energy when you play something live because you can just I don't know. It's just a totally different vibe to when you listen to something through headphones or whatever. So
have the songs changed over the years from playing them? I mean, when you play them now on the stage, you played in Christchurch the other day. You're all from Christchurch. You played on the big breakfast TV show for the Quake. Solved all the problems, apparently, of the world down there.
I did, actually. I think you find it did.
Actually, there was a guy who was interviewed on the radio after the Metallica concert that said, oh, yeah, things were really bad before, but now it's all good again. So, if we had known that, Metallica could have just played the day after, you know?
That's cute.
Didn't say that about Stella. But,
no. Yeah.
Probably someone did.
I didn't hear yeah. No.
But have the songs, the way that you play the songs, have changed? I mean, have you sort of... You know, because I don't know, because when the first album came out, what, 1999?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so have you, because it's not as trip-hoppy as it was back then or something?
no, actually, we play the songs pretty much as they were on the record. That's almost what we've done always. I think a lot of our songs, the new material, developed from playing it live, and by the time it got to the record, it was what it was, and it sort of stayed like that. I think if I would have could change anything in the career, it would be that I wouldn't have tried to play to satisfy an audience. I know that sounds really unusual, but what I mean is that it would have been nice to have stayed, not felt compelled to speed things up or slow, you know, to make things more full on for a live audience, because I think our strength was always the studio and the experimentation side. And once you start going out playing live, you kind of feel that things are like, oh, should we be doing this faster, or should it be more full on, or, you know, and that changes how you go about making music.
Do you think that's because you were working in quite a commercial sort of paradigm at the time? I mean, there were big expectations about Stellar, I think, commercially. You're obviously, you know, on a big label, putting out big singles. That does, in a weird way, restrict your freedom to do those sorts of things, either in the studio and live?
Yeah, I think in retrospect you can maybe judge that, but certainly not at the time. At the time you just think you're doing the right thing, or you think you're doing what you want to do, but you don't know until how you... Further down the line, you start to get feelings about what you've done, and then you think, oh, I would do that differently. Everyone says that about whatever they do. That's just how life is. But I think we would have had to have been pretty isolated to keep to do exactly what we wanted, you know, all the time. It's sort of, you can't help but be influenced by everything that's going on around you. Please let me love for a while.
I haven't seen a physical copy of the new album, but I wonder if there's a visual retrospective to it too, because there's been some pretty amazing haircuts over the years.
Yeah, some awesome outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome, like, it's quite funny, actually.
I think
quite proud of the ensembles.
I think the first time I interviewed Stella, you had bright red hair.
I did.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had not quite so grey, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think both. I had more hair. Yeah. I think we've done all right, though, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a result.
And so, I mean, is this the physical copy of it?
Yes, we've now got one. If you do look inside,
just been handed the CD.
The artwork's actually brilliant. A brilliant sort of. Oh, montage of time.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, it's so
lovely.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh, there's the hair.
Ah, there we go. There is all, yeah.
Most of the stuff is actually photos that, there is a few commercial photos there, but most of the stuff is actually taken by friends of ours or ourselves around the place, rather than just the regular shots that were used.
We should probably also mention there's a new song here as well, isn't there? It's not just 18 best of tracks.
No, there's 17's the best of, and there's a new track on there as well.
So does this album coming out, does this sort of draw a line under the Stellar project? Is that the end of it? Because, I mean, you've got the albums, you've got the best of. That it?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think so. I always hate to think that there's something so final, but honestly, to me, like when we do these shows, when we play together again, that's going to feel like... Awesome. Well done, you know, everyone.
There's always an asterisk, though, isn't there, which is
there
like,
is.
Maybe not the end.
But we never put that there ourselves.
No?
No, that was not our idea.
Was that just a typesetting thing that went sort of...
No, actually, one of the first, the guy who did our first commercial release for Sony, the first single, he put that on...
I like it.
I have no idea why.
What's your issue?
But, well, I don't have a problem with it, but I think I was talking to my co-host here, Paul, earlier in the day, and on the email, and I always put the asterisk on there, and he said, oh, you forgot to put the bit at the bottom where you explain what, you know...
The footnote.
That's just that we take no responsibility for your enjoyment.
Satisfaction guaranteed?
No, guaranteed.
Look, fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for coming along. You're playing a couple of gigs in celebration of this album, one on the 16th of October and one on the 21st. Whereabouts?
Yes, Barbara Dager in Wellington on the 16th and at Sales Street on the 21st.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. We are so alive. That's Bo and Andrew from Stella, and their new album, The Best Of Stella, is in all good record stores now. That's all we've got time for on the show this week. If you've missed something or you'd like to hear it again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Paul Deedy.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air.